Yeah, they didn't say that when I worked them, but the guy could barely hear me. But I did get the contact through. I missed the beginning of that. Do I have to send a special envelope for the certificate, or just the $5, and that covers everything?
The $5 will cover everything.
Okay, cool. Any special events on this weekend?
Not that I know of. I guess I could go over to the leak site and take a look.
Yeah, no sweat, I could do that too. I just thought maybe you knew of one.
I always find them the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, tuning around. I want to try to get the, when they do it again, the nudist amateur radio club. I thought that would be pretty cool. I got my Groundhog certificate from last year. I might try to work them again this year.
Okay, I strangely enough, I remember that call sign. It's NU5DE. It says this dead air here. The second week of July every year is when they do it.
Okay, I guess I missed it for 2013.
Yeah, they're in Austin, Texas.
All right, give me a couple of minutes. I'm coming up to the mobile station. I got to make a decision how I'm going to work today, so I got to listen to the traffic as well. As soon as I do all that, I'll get back to you. This is N1LU Mobile.
Actually, I think I'm going to say 73. My wife is up. I'm going to go talk to her with her. KB2 TIA, 73 Rock, 73 Don, if you're still listening. 73 Charlie, KB2 TIA, off and clear.
All right, take care, Steve. 10-1-L-U.
73, Steve. KD2, VOR.
Quick, but it's going to cost me $5.
I'm a bit confused now. The Henry Hudson, isn't that the way you go to the GW?
Well, no, because technically it is, but the Henry Hudson breaks off right where I am now. I'd have to stay to the right. I'm sorry, not the Henry Hudson. The Hutchinson Parkway is what I go to the bridge. But the Hutch breaks off over here. I'd have to stay to the right. Now I'm on what's called the Cross County Parkway to the George. Now what I'll do is I'll stay left over here and I'll take the Sprain into the Henry Hudson Parkway.
Okay, very good. I'm all tuckered out from today. It's been a very trying, challenging, bullcrap day. I was so worked up when I got home, I didn't even take a nap. I usually take a nap when I get home. And I'm tired as hell. And like I say, I'm all tuckered out. And Charlie, I'll see you at the wheel. I have your QSL all made out. And Rocky 73 to you. Glad you got your QSL. Charlie, you'll get yours tomorrow. And Charlie, I'll have my HT with me. I'll have it on. So give me a call or I'll give you a call and make the arrangements. Okay, let's see. Over to Rocky, KD2BOR, N1LU Mobile on the side, WA2ZOZ.
Very good, Don. Go get some sleep and have a good lunch today. Over to you, Charlie, as I think he's going to be clearing.
All right, very good. 73, Don. I'll see you later on today. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow's Saturday. Today is Friday, technically. Only, 2 hours and 26 minutes into Friday, but it is Friday, so I'll see you later on today. I'm hoping to leave work between 11:30 and 12. Take me about, I don't know, half an hour, 25 minutes, something like that, to get there. See you then. WA2ZOZ, N1LU.
Okay, Charlie, very good. And I'll show you the how I have the mobile set up. And hell, I could be on the air in the mobile tomorrow with the 857 if I wanted. Yeah. 730 KD2BOR WA2COZ 73, guys.
Right, 73. N1LU, Mobile Good Rock.
Yeah, 73 again, Don. Get some shut eye. You sound like you need it. What's the weather? Did you hear anything about the weather for today, Charlie? I know you said it might go into tomorrow with some rain. Is it supposed to be any heavier than yesterday? Because I was cooking out some steaks on the grill and the sky opened up yesterday.
Yeah, I hear thunderstorms later on today. Severe, could be severe at times. You know, the usual scenario for a summer afternoon. But clearing tomorrow, partly cloudy or mostly cloudy or partly sunny, I don't know. Sunday's going to be the best day, Sunday and Monday. So I'm glad I have Monday off. At least I'll get 2 days in a row of nice weather. Tomorrow's going to be a little iffy. It may be crappy in the morning and clearing by afternoon.
Very good. I was looking at my girlfriend's grass yesterday. With this little bit of rain, it didn't take much. It's greened up again that you wouldn't believe, and, oh, does it have to get cut?
Yeah, mine's due as well. I should have cut it earlier, but put it off as usual. So I have to do it this weekend. Won't be doing it today. Maybe I'll do it Saturday after it clears. Can't do it today because it'll be too wet. I don't know how these landscaper guys cut the grass in the rain. I guess it's just the type of mower that they use. They're able to do that. But I've seen them out there cutting it when it's raining out.
they're using a lot of commercial units, Charlie. They cut right through it. We have a Honda quadricut. It's got two blades on it. And, Charlie, I can go through anything with that lawnmower, unless it's severely in the springtime and it's, you know, when the grass is really, really green and growing. Once in a blue moon, it'll clog up. I just got to take the bag off and just shut it off, get my hand in there, knock it off, and then it starts going again.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. Two blades. Yeah, I've just got a push. Actually, I've got a tractor, but I've got to change the drive belt. I haven't made that a priority yet. I really should do that, but summer's almost over. So maybe I'll make that a project for next year. Or in the fall or something. Who the hell knows? It comes in handy in the fall for mulching the leaves.
82BOR. Another question. Have you thought about when you're going to get your generator hooked up? God forbid, hopefully we never get anything like we had last year, but have you thought about that yet?
Well, I'm pretty sure we're not going to get anything this year because, yeah, it's all hooked up already. Did that before we went to Florida. So it's all set.
Oh, very good. I didn't know anything. I didn't know if you mentioned it or not. How's it work? Have you done a test run on it?
Yeah, the day that the guy hooked it up, we ran it. We simulated a power outage, started up the generator, and then turned on what we wanted to run, and it ran fine.
That'd be a big relief compared to last year, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was mostly concerned with heat for the winter, and it won't run the air conditioning. Those units are too big. The startup on them is too severe. But, you know, we'll have to deal with fans if it happens in the summer. But if it happens in the winter, I really want heat. And, of course, I want my refrigerator. So, okay, it does about 80% of the house. I'd say even more, but I'm not going to tax it. I'll just, you know, I'll make sure that we're careful with what we turn on and off.
Of course, you can run your radios now, right?
Yeah, I should be able to. It does the basement. I don't know how clean the power is. I don't know if I'd want to risk, you know, any damage to my rigs. But certainly I could probably run the VHF, UHF radio. I wouldn't want to try the HF rig on it.
I can't say I blame you there. When you got on from the house this morning, were you on the 57 or were you on the Alinco?
I was on the Alinco.
That's what I kind of figured. I couldn't believe I had my audio turned up because, you know, Don talks soft like Carlos. And when you came in, I thought the place exploded.
Yeah, that's a loud radio, that Alinco.
Let me take a 5-minute break. I got to run to you know what. We'll be right back. KD2BOR.
Okay, very good. I'll be here. N1LU Mobile.
I'm back. 82BOR.
Wanted to ask you if you remember on the battery terminal, that 10mm nut, was there enough of that bolt thread sticking through that nut to screw another nut on there if I wanted to do that? I've done that in my other cars, just screwed on another nut. Because I don't like taking off the nut that's on there because I know they got Loctite on it. What I would do is go out and buy another 10mm nut and just screw that on the end with the terminal in there.
I don't remember, Charlie, if there's enough, and there's no Loctite on battery terminal nuts there. They loosen right up.
Oh, okay. I've always had trouble in the past. I always thought they had Loctite on it. Maybe it's because it's put on with a machine or something.
You should have no problem at all. You don't need much of a thread sticking out. You know, even if you did put another nut on there, you don't have to have thread coming. completely through the nut. Longs just tightens up nice. You'll have no problem.
And I should be able to find 10-millimeter nuts in the hardware store. I got a pretty good hardware store with, you know, with nuts and bolts and zinc and stainless steel and all that.
Yeah, I forget what the pitch is on that 10-millimeter nut, but the guy can always hand you one and you can go outside and try it. I forget what the pitch is off the top of it. Too bad you didn't, you know, me and you both got Kraft disease sometimes. Too bad you didn't think of all this the other morning when you're here, because I got all that stuff here in stock all the time.
Sorry about that delay. It was a truck in my way. Yeah, I know. No, I didn't even think. I should have asked at the time. Oh, well.
Well, I'm just as bad, too, because I didn't think about it.
You know, I think I didn't think about it because, you know, it's only a nut. What's it going to cost me? 25 cents, 50 cents for one?
It's just the point of saving you a trip. Because that nut's going to cost you more than that. I know your car is good on gasoline, but every drop of gas today is important.
Yeah, well, the hardware store is right around the corner from my house. I could literally walk to it if I wanted to.
I was going to say try jogging.
I could probably do that, too. It really is close. In fact, I wanted my son to get a job there a while back. Because they were hiring at the time. He put an application in, but they never called him. I guess a lot of kids do that, so he was on the bottom of the list.
Is it like one of those service star stores or whatever they call it, or is it just a regular hardware store?
It's basically a regular hardware store, but it's a big one. Actually, it used to be owned by the people that that owned my house at the time. Yeah, the people that had my house built owned that hardware store at the time that they were living in it. Then they sold the hardware store and were still living in my house, and then we bought the house and the husband died and the wife sold the house to us. But he's the guy that owned that hardware store.
Years and years ago, you had all those little mom and pop hardware stores. You could walk in, say you had a stem out of a faucet from the old days. The guy would just look at it. You would never think he would know where everything was. He'd go into this cabinet, he'd pull out a box and give you your stem. Now you walk into a Lowe's or a Home Crapo. Those guys, they supposed to advertise. They know what they're doing. They don't know nothing about anything.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. I was going through a bad spot. No, you're right. You know, they're just service people. You know, they're just, you know, just hired help. They don't know anything about the store. They barely know where everything is.
Debbie's got it in her bathroom upstairs. I don't know how old the faucet is, but it's not one of them junk Moens from Home Depot or Delta. It's a real, real faucet from a, you know, plumbing supply. The hot water stem was getting really, really hard to change, to turn. And I did not feel like going to Home Depot that morning. I just didn't want to deal with it. Up in Lyndhurst by that Exxon station that you all the way down, there's a little mom-and-pop hardware store. I walked in there. He's open on a Sunday morning, and he had exactly what I wanted. The price was probably cheaper than Home Depot.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's not the case by me. The mom-and-pop hardware stores are 2 to 3 times as much as Home Depot. They're just convenient. You know, Home Depot, I've got to drive, 15, 20 minutes to. The hardware store, like I said, I can walk to it. We have a True Value. That's not too bad. But the one right around the corner from me is very expensive. I usually only get tiny parts from there. I don't get anything major from that guy. He's got Weber grills. They're a couple of $100 more than if you bought it at Lowe's.
KB2 ACU.
know what you mean, Charlie. Station acknowledged. I know what you mean about that. We have a Chinese guy. He's got a hardware store on Midland Avenue here, just two blocks up from me, and his stuff's like 4 to 5 times more expensive just for a little fitting that you need.
Yeah, I guess they justify it by the high price of their rent. Go ahead, Tom.
Good morning, Joe. Just wanted to say, Tom, good morning to you.
Yeah, okay, good morning to you too, Tom.
Morning, Tom. Charlie, where are you now?
Route 46. Coming into, I don't know what part of New Jersey this is, but I just got off the bridge. Look at this asshole in front of me. Stupid son of a bitch. Comes to a dead stop in the middle of the freaking road. What a moron. I just got off the bridge a little while ago. I don't know what part of town this is.
Okay, very good. All right, I'm going to get cleaned up. I'll catch you in front of Mobile. KD2BOR.
Okay, very good, Rocky. Talk to you later. N1LU. Mobile. Go ahead, Tom.
What's going on tonight?
Not much. Just making my way to work. Usual Friday. Can't wait to get out.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I fell asleep over here. I don't know what time these guys came on, but definitely you guys woke me up.
Yeah, I usually get on around 2 o'clock. That's what time I leave the house. So, give or take, until I get to a good spot. I'm all the way in Connecticut. Takes me a little while to get into this machine solidly.
Okay. That's where you're from, right? Over there, Connecticut?
Yeah, that's where my QTH is.
Okay, okay. Alrighty. Alright, let me go throw some water on my face, because I got up here, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, very good. I'll be at work shortly.
KD2, BOR, Mobile.
KD2BOR, N1LU, just sipping my coffee. Do me a favor, go to 5-2. I want to see if I can hear you with this new setup. This shorter antenna. I want to see if I can hear you on 5-2.
KD2BOR, QSY.
If you don't hear me, come back here. KD2BOR, N1LU. N1LU.
KD2BOR.
Yeah, I'm trying to do all this from the seat of my pants with the getting on 5-2. Luckily, this microphone has a lot of functions on it that you can perform from the mic itself, but opening up the squelch, I've got to remember I got the radio upside down. So all the buttons and knobs are in different positions and I'm used to seeing them. It's a real pain in the butt. And then the seat is nice and slick, so when I make a sharp turn, the radio slides away from me, so I've got to pull it back. I can't wait to get the Kenwood all set up. This really sucks.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I like this Yaesu because the squelch knob is right underneath the volume control, so, I know that from the two radios I got. The Olenko, I have no problem doing the squelch in the shop, because I could see it, and I gotta hit the squelch button and then turn the, I forget what I gotta turn, but I turn it. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, well, this radio's set up the same way. Squelch is below the volume, but when I turn it upside down, then the squelch is above the volume, and I have to keep remembering that. Not to mention I've gotta reach over, and try to find it in the dark. So it's no fun. This is not a good way to operate.
That's like the 220 radio I got from you. I haven't changed nothing on it. Because basically all I do is go to Clifton and Nutley. And it says that whatever's in that radio has been in there since you did it. Or I think you said Gordon had this before. I don't know. But I just left it alone. Like I said, Clifton, Nutley. That's all I need.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I gotta get some gas this morning. What time is it? Yeah, I got time. See if it came down. No, it's still at 241. At least over here. I don't know what it's gonna be at the quick check. I probably should have gone to the Sunoco, but anyway. Fill up the tank. This will be the second fill up I've had. I get out, I want to make sure the guy doesn't scratch the car as he's sticking the nozzle in it. These guys that work at these stations don't really care too much.
Yeah, I know that. Well, you know what's pretty good with my car, where the gas tank is, the fill-up, I just lower my mirror while I'm standing there, and I can see exactly what he's doing right from inside the vehicle.
So, 341 at the Sunoco, 337 at the quick check, so I'll save myself 4 cents. All right, give me a couple of minutes. If you're around, I'll give you a call when I finish getting filled up over here. KD2BORN1LU Mobile.
Very good. I'll be here. It's only 251. KD2BOR.
KD2BORN1LU Mobile.
KD2BOR. I've seen 337.9 twice. I just passed the gas station that was 343. And it's Exxon up here on Ridge Road, 358.9.
In this day and age, I don't know how people get away with charging that when everybody else is, you know, lower. I guess maybe they have their loyal customers, but, I mean, how many can they have?
It's just not that, Charlie. I think I mentioned it to you before. They say that Shell and Exxon and some of them are more of a top-tier gasoline. They have more additives put into their gas than the cheaper no-name stations. I don't know how true that is, but that's what I've heard many times.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. But I've also heard the other end of the spectrum, that that's all the same gasoline. Different companies put different dyes in theirs to try to make it look like it's, you know, something special. But who the hell knows? Luckily, this car takes regular, so I don't think it'll make much difference. I can't see people buying cars that take high test and paying the high price for that.
Yeah, that's basically changing. You're going to get into maybe some of your Bentleys and stuff like that. Debbie's driving that X5 BMW from work, and it's got the six-cylinder with the turbo. And believe it or not, even with that, her truck calls for regular.
Really? Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, a friend of mine had a Nissan Maxima, and he used to have to put the better grade gas in. It was costing him a fortune.
Yeah, there is some cars out there to take high tests, but, God, I still can't keep telling you since I met you. I know it's a lot of years in between, but I still can't comprehend what I was paying for gasoline when I got my license and what I'm paying now.
Yeah, I know. It is pretty amazing. Used to be able to get a tank of gas with pocket change. Now you can't even get a gallon of gas with pocket change.
Even my motorcycle. I remember filling that up for a couple bucks. Now if I let that thing get down the reserve, it's almost a $20 bill. I go fill up the 5-gallon can for the lawnmower. Even with regular gas, it's between $15 and $20.
KD2BORN1LU. Yeah, at least you get good gas mileage in your lawnmower. But I know what you mean. Yeah, it is getting kind of ridiculous. And luckily, lawnmowers run on regular gas. Like I said, when I retire, I think I'm going to get a horse. Then I don't have to give him gas, just grass.
Yeah, I had a problem with the carburetor on my Honda lawnmower. I forget how many years old it is. So I bought a new carburetor for it. And since I put that new carb, I can fill the tank and basically do the whole property twice without refilling the tank up before. I'd, lucky I could do the whole property with one tank.
Oh, I do real good with mine. I can do my whole property a few times. I don't go through much gas for my lawn. I don't do it every single week. I know that when I had the lawn care guy, he would do it every week, whether it needed it or not. I remember one summer in August, it was real, real hot and real dry, and my grass was mostly straw, all brown and barely growing at all, and he would come religiously every week to mow it. I'm thinking to myself, what the hell am I paying this guy for? So I said, the hell with it, I stopped it, and I decided to cut it myself. So I'll get, you know, depending on how much rain we get, I can get like sometimes 2 weeks out of it. I mean, it really needs it by the end of 2 weeks, but definitely eight or nine days I can get between cuttings.
Yeah, I just do mine every Sunday. I found in the springtime when we started getting that rain and the grass really started growing, sometimes I'd have to do it in the middle of the week too because it was just getting so shabby.
Yeah, well, the way things look for this summer, my grass is still nice and green. That shows you that we've had a lot of rain.
82BOR. I was listening to Bob, B-O-B, that does the net control for CBS retirees, and he was telling the guys and the ladies out there that he's on a water restriction out there where he is, and I think he's in Long Island too, if I'm not mistaken.
Really? I'm surprised. You know, I thought Long Island was getting as much rain as we were getting.
I'm pretty sure he's in Long Island. I could be mistaken about that. But he mentioned to everybody that he had a water restriction there, and he was saying his lawn was drying up.
Not me. We got plenty of rain. Not to mention the temperatures are going down into the 60s at night. So that that helps a little bit with not drying out the lawn. My lawn looks great. I wish it would like look like this all summer without this much rain, though. You know, we haven't been out by the pool, or at least my wife hasn't been out by the pool in almost a week. You know, with the colder weather, the clouds, the rain.
Yeah, I was going to mention. I was thinking of that before when you went in when you stopped to get your gas. All that work that you went through to get that pool clean and get it ready. And look at this. We're into August already. Before you know it, September's here and it's going to be done.
Now, believe me, I know that better than anybody. But you know what? It was worth it this year just to get that deck on there. You know, now we'll be all set. I'm going to cover it up real nice. Hopefully we won't have any more limbs landing on it. And next year I'll be able to open it up, you know, nice and early. And have a nice full season out of it. Like I said, my wife, even if she doesn't go in the water because it's too cold, really enjoys just laying out on the deck, getting some sun, and reading her books.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's nice. That's a nice deck you had put up there. That really looked good from the pictures. A lot of work. Took you a long time to get it up there, but it paid off in the long run.
Yeah, it is. It's very nice. Now I just got to straighten out my backyard. I really need a truck. I got so much crap back there, and, you know, obviously now my wife won't let me put anything in the SUV because it's brand new, but I really need to either hire a truck or rent a truck or something to clear out my backyard. I got so much crap back there. I should just bite the bullet and pay one of these guys that, you know, that pick up, that do yard work, you know, yard cleanup. Not necessarily mowing the lawn. They'll come in there and they'll take any old crap that you have and throw it away. I should just bite the bullet and pay for it.
Yeah, you just hate to do that if you can get rid of it yourself, you know, the way money is today.
Well, Matthew wants a truck. You know, when he gets a car or a vehicle, he'd like to get a truck, and he may regret that. I'll probably be using it more than him. You know, especially for, you know, yard cleanup and stuff. Anyway, on that note, let me head inside. I see the big shot's not in today, or at least he's not here yet. I don't know if something's going on, but I want to find out why he's not here. It'd be nice if he doesn't come in today. He always screws up the whole day. It would be nice to have a Friday without him. Anyway, good talking to you. I'll catch you later. KD2BOR N1LU. Hopefully, you'll hear me on the Kenwood on Monday, Tuesday.
Ciao. Have a good day. Have a good lunch with Don, and maybe we'll talk to you when you're going over there. If not, maybe over the weekend sometime. I know. And happy birthday again. Enjoy. If we don't hear from you, I'll hear from you on Tuesday morning. KD2BOR.
Thanks a lot, Rock. I appreciate it. I appreciate all your help that you've given me over the course of our career together. Take care. Have a great weekend. KD2BOR N1LU, clear.
73.
W2BOB, I'm just getting set up here.
Okay, good morning, Bob. I was just listening to myself on the return. Wow, it does sound good on the, too bad I can't receive that well, but it sounds good, my transmission here on RF. Okay, let me stand by for you to get set up. W2BOB, KC2ZUM.
And signal's quite strong today, so that's good. We have no problem.
Yes, last night I was picking up repeaters down on Long Island that I normally don't get up here. Even some GMRS repeaters were coming in, and I was shocked. Couldn't get back to them, though, but I was pulling them in nice and clear.
Kilo Baker 2, Sierra Quebec. Anybody around?
Good morning, Paul. We're just about to get the net underway. I'm still trying to get set up here. I have a bit of a computer hang-up, but good morning to you. We have Alan on board as well.
Bob, I'll be standing by. KB2, Sugar Queen, Paul in Manhattan.
Connected, W2BOB.
There we are. For some reason, the computer was sluggish this morning. So, anyway, good morning. This is W2BOB, and we're in the CBS Retirees Net. We meet Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 a.m. on this frequency. And so far, we have KC2ZUM, Alan, and KB2, Sierra Queen, Paul, who is in Manhattan. Alan's in Fishkill, New York. And we're looking for other check-ins. Come now, please.
WA2ZNZ, good morning, Bob, Alan, and Paul.
WB2OXU.
Morning, Joe, WA2ZNT, and Bill, WB2OXU. Anyone else?
AA2UAY, and I'm barely here. I'm a little sluggish today, too.
Hey, Paul, better sluggish than not at all. Good morning, Greg, KA2UAY. Good to have you back. Okay, anyone else? Well, nothing heard, but we usually have a few late comers, so we'll hope they come along later on. Anyway, we've got 71 degrees this morning, and I don't have a humidity reading, but it is humid. And, of course, it did rain last night, so barometer's at 2987 and still falling. Started falling yesterday, and it's still on the way down. So that's the weather report here. And there's the phone, so just stand by, please. Hey, W2BOV back. Telemarketer, boy, they really picked good times to call, and even though we're on the do not call registry, they don't care. So there you go. All right, here's, we have KC2ZUM, KB2 Sierra Queen, WA2ZNT, WB2OXU, and KA2UAY. And one more try. Any other check-ins for the CBS net? Come now.
K2BIE, in and out, good morning.
Good morning. We'll put you on top if you're short time, and let me just see if anyone else is on. Any other check-ins?
NBR.
Was that you, John? Very weak.
Okay, how's this? N2NBR.
Much better, good morning. Okay, N2N... NBR recognized. Anyone else for the deck? Have the check-ins. Somebody keeps keying up, but there's no audio, so. All right, once again, we have KC2ZUM, KB2 Sierra Queen, WA2ZNT, WB2OXU, KA2UAY, K2BIE, N2NBR. And being that George is short time, we're going to open up with him. So over to you, George, K2BIE, W2BOB.
Well, good morning, my friends. It's so good to be joining you this morning, even for a short time. I do have to get out and see the chiropractor this morning, so that's going to interfere with us, but I'll try to rearrange it so that doesn't happen again. But, hey, things are moving along here. We did yesterday replace our king-size bed, and I think it was probably the most phenomenal improvement that we've seen in a night's sleep in a long, long time. So if you're suffering from pain and aches when you wake up in the morning, get rid of your bed. Anyway, I'm going to pass this over to and back to you, Bob, and say 73 is all the way around. I will be listening for a while, but rather than mess up the net by coming in and having to leave again, I'll just say good morning, wish you all a wonderful weekend. I understand we're going to have two partly sunny days, which isn't too bad for this climate. And we'll see you all Monday, I hope. Back to you, Bob. WCOB and the group, K2BIE, is signing.
Okay, George, very good. Good luck with the chiropractor. K2BIE, W2BOB with CBS Med, and good to have you with us even for just a short period of time. Okay, let's go to Alan, KC2ZUM, to get it next. W2BOB, go ahead, Alan.
72BOB, KC2ZUM. Good morning to the group there. Paul, Joe, Bill, Greg, and George, I know you clear the rig, and to John. I don't know what the temperature is up here right now, but it's been raining since 4 o'clock this morning very heavily, and Weather Channel has been talking about, you know, the usual flash flood warnings and whatnot, so I've been keeping an eye out to see what's going on. I'm probably, Bob, going to go back to EchoLink shortly because now I'm getting some lightning and thunderstorm activity here. So I'm going to probably shut down the radio and in the next couple minutes if it continues. Other than that, it's very humid, and we do have promise of some nice weather for the weekend, beach weather, and that should be nice. I hope it gets back up into the 90s soon. And not too much to report on this round. We'll keep it short and turn it back over and let everybody get a chance to get in there. So back to you, Bob, W2BB. This is KC2ZUM.
Okay, Alan, very good. And that's the best thing to do if you have a thunderstorm coming is to ground the radio. It's a lot of aggravation and expense, that's for sure. So, I did want to mention yesterday on the 20-meter net, we had 18 stations check in. It was fairly good propagation time. And one of the last ones to check in was November 2, Sierra Juliet, N2SJ, which is the memorial station for Steve Jacobson, who was at the top of the World Trade Center on 9/11. Engineer for WPIX-TV, and Alan did know him, and of course, he went down with the building. So, but anyway, the station was operating out of Wallkill, New York, and had a fairly good signal. I could copy it, but I usually don't hear stations in New York as a rule. But at any rate, it was good to have them join us yesterday. Okay, let's go to Paul, number one, KB2SQ. W2BOB.
Good morning, Bob. W2BOB, KB2 Sugar Queen Paul here on the upper west side of Manhattan. Slight drizzle coming down this morning. 75 degrees here. All is well and just looking forward to a quiet day. My wife is going up to Mount Airy tomorrow to a lobster fest, to a casino and a lobster fest, but I chose not to go because I can't eat seafood, Bob, and I couldn't see paying $150 for the trip to go up and eat some hamburgers or a steak or whatever it is, so I'm going to stick around the shack here tomorrow and play radio while she goes up and enjoys herself. So that's the deal there. Other than that, it looks like a quiet weekend. Good morning to Josephine, Bill, Greg, John, and George, I think, is checked in and out. So back to you, Bob. W2BOB, KB2, Sierra, call in Manhattan.
Hey, Paul, very good. That sounds like a nice trip, and I guess lots of lobster, boy, oh boy. But, yeah, if you have an aversion to any kind of food, it doesn't pay to take a chance, that's for sure. I do remember I had a friend who was allergic to eggs, and I never knew it. There was a fellow I worked with at the time, and we went out to lunch to a cafeteria, and I ordered an egg salad sandwich. And after I was served, he had to leave because he got very nauseous with the smell of eggs. So I felt very guilty, but I mean, how would I know that I never knew anyone that was allergic to anything, but I did work with another fellow later on at CBS who was allergic to any kind of seafood as well. So it all depends, but well, as long as you enjoy the food that you're not allergic to, that's what counts. So very good. Okay, let's go to Joe, W82ZNT, with the CBS Net, W2BOB.
W2BOB in the net, W82ZNT. Good morning, Bob, and everybody in the net. Nice big group again this morning. Very good. Five or six or seven people. That's a good start, isn't it? All right. And good to hear George, even if it's temporary. And he'll be on more regularly and full time when he can make it. For KB2SQ, I spoke with Louise the other day, and she remembered you and Elwood, of course, and was happy to hear that I've talked to you on 2 meters, and send you her regards. And she's doing fine, lives alone and likes it, although her children are nearby with their children. And she goes up to the Adirondacks, where the family has a place, and periodically in the summer. So that's the story there. And she had a birthday recently, and she's 84 and doing quite nicely. Still cuts her own grass, shovels her own, not her own snow, but snow in the winter. So she keeps well, even though she had a few medical problems. But who doesn't at certain times? All right. But cheerful and friendly as anything. So with that, back to you, Bob, and we'll hear the rest of the net at W2BOB, WA2ZNT.
Hey, Joe, very good. WA2ZNT, W2BOB, and well, that's great that they have ham radio friends who are still alive and active and have family and all, and it must be nice getting up into the Adirondacks at a place that the family has. So we used to vacation years ago up in the Adirondacks, various places, Long Lake, Tupper Lake, to remember, and it was really quite pleasant. So when the food was good and it was okay, I wouldn't want a vacation up there in the winter, even though I was somewhat of a winter liker, but by the same token, it does get cold and snowy, and summertime is a lot better up in the mountains. So. Okay, continuing along, WB2OXU is next. So over to you, Bill. This is W2BOB.
W2BOB and the group WB2OXU. Good morning, Bob, Allen, Paul, Joe, Greg, George, and John. Good to hear you all this morning. It's about 78 degrees here. Dark and dreary. and wet. So I guess we're in for another one of those days. But what are you going to do? We can't fight Mother Nature when it comes to the weather. Just make the best you can out of the situation. But anyway, continues here. They just quiet down, probably for about 5 or 10 minutes while they get coffee. It's about that time. But, boy, what a racket with these gas lines digging up the whole road. So hopefully they'll finish before winter. And I'm looking forward to them finishing. So everything gets back to normal. But, yeah, you're right, Bob, up there, it does get, even in the summertime, it could get, the nights could be a little cold. We used to camp up that way years ago. And sometimes towards the end of the summer, you can live here and it'll be 80 degrees and you get up there, it'll be 65 during the day. And then turn colder at night. But not too bad in the summertime. But anyway, back to you, Bob. W2BOB and the group. WB2OXU.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, you're quite right about that, that's for sure. And summertime. Goodness gracious. Anyway, the scenery upstate is always quite pleasant to take in, and a lot of things to do, especially on the lakes, which I really enjoyed that. Go boating and swimming and fishing and all. So. All right. Speaking of cool weather during the summer, the wife and I used to vacation quite often in Colorado. And we had friends who lived in Boulder, so we used to go out to visit them and then go on a trip around the state. And we stayed overnight at Pagosa Springs, and which is in south central Colorado, right on the New Mexico border. And on the way back, we had to go over Wolf Creek Pass, which is a rather famous pass. There's even a song about it, a country song about Wolf Creek Pass. And as we got up towards the top, there were cars parked on either side of the road, and people were out making snowballs. And this was June, I don't know, 16th, I think. So when you're up at that height in the Rockies, yes, we're not spend the night up there, that's for sure. Okay, continuing right along, let's go to Greg, K-A-Q-U-A-Y, W-2-B-O-B. Over to you, Greg.
Okay, K-A-2-U-A-Y here. Good morning, everybody. Good to hear you all. Happy Friday. And, Alan, I hope you're not feeling like you're going to swoon today. I hope you got that medicine adjusted. But other than that, the Adirondacks sounds really nice. I think I've been getting a hankering to go into the mountains myself lately. So maybe during the week I'm going to take a ride to my kid's house near Altoona. Talk about mountains. That's all you got over there. And what else? Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, the bike ride video didn't happen. I was adjusting my brakes. I've got disc brakes on this bike. And they were, I don't know, they were out of adjustment. And I thought I did a good job on them, but they were squeaking like crazy. So would not be conducive to making an entertaining video. So I'm waiting for some stuff to come. It's called Squeak Out. Supposedly, I guess it's like a jeweler's rouge that you use on the brakes. It's quite expensive, but hopefully that'll get rid of the squeak. I readjusted them, and the squeak still won't go away. So maybe during the week or next weekend, I'll have that video of my tour into Williamsburg, Brooklyn, ready. At any rate, it's a good day. The sun's trying to peek through here in Maspeth, Queens. I don't know what's going on the rest of the island, but hopefully we'll get a little bit of sunshine today. K-A-2-U-A-Y, back to net.
K-A-2-U-A-Y,
Okay, very good.